Lucy!
Leave me alone.
Lucy, stop.
I am not a dog to be chided when you are unsatisfied. I am not your property.
Are you Roberts?
We were dancing. It was nothing.
It didn't look like nothing.
Everyone saw you shove him, including my father. How do you think your chances will fare with him now?
Well, I hardly think it'll make a difference once he's taken you to Spain.
How did you find out?
Why didn't you tell me?
Do you know why I don't want to be with Robert Lincoln? The real reason? I mean, you're a part of it, to be sure, but don't flatter yourself into thinking that that's the sum of it. Because Robert behaves the way that you're acting right now.
I am nothing like him.
Oh, you have your plans, don't you? Your visions of my future?
My future is your happiness.
Your future is your own happiness. Only I'm to bow my head in subservience and do my duty in following you.
You know
there.
That's not true. And even if it were, what difference will it make once your father drags you across the Atlantic?
What do you know exactly?
I know that your father has taken a political appointment in Spain. Is there more to the story?
There is a way I can stay.
I would do anything to keep you here.
Not this?
Tell me, what is it?
Robert's hand.
Christ. And how did you answer him?
I said yes.
What?
Why play a game that we can't win? I mean, if I marry him, then we can still see each other.
No, you have my answer.
We can still have this, and you have mine! I mean, this way that you will have my bed, my body, and my heart, is that not enough?
I would have all of you, Lucy! I'm no Robert Lincoln. No tyrant like your father or his. I would marry you or not marry you if that's what you desired. I would do anything you ask of me. But you're not free. You're locked away, imprisoned by Robert, by your father, by these duties and these obligations, and I am left here in despair. Ask anything of me, Lucy, and I will give it to you, but do not make me live another day in this prison. Marry me.
My father will never give us his blessing.
I'm not asking for his blessing. I'm asking for yours.
I choose you.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
1865 is supported by you. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, executive producer of 1865. I'd like to ask you a favor. If you're enjoying 1865, consider supporting it with a $5 monthly pledge. If you'll join us at 1865podcast.com, you'll get the entire original series, bingeable right now, as it appeared on Stitcher Premium last year, completely ad-free. You'll also get early access to episodes of the new rewritten and reworked series. That's the one you're listening to right now, also ad-free. And in addition to that, supporters get transcripts annotated by the writers with more fascinating historical detail, a free copy of the original score to 1865, and special bonus segments that dive deep into our characters' history and motivations in their own words as read by the cast. But I hope the best perk of becoming a supporter of the show is that you will be helping us create the next chapter in our audio storytelling. There are so many stories to tell, from 1765 to 2065, and your support is critical to our success. So please, go to 1865podcast.com and become a patron. Help us continue our work bringing history alive by going to 1865podcast.com.
Mr. Lincoln.
Senator Hale.
Come in, come in.
Thank you, sir.
What brings you by this fine April afternoon? If you're here to call on Lucy, I'm afraid she's not in.
No, actually, Senator, I came to call on you.
Oh? Is everything all right?
I wanted you to hear it from me and not from my father.
Robert, what's wrong?
I'd like to call off the engagement.
What? Why?
With respect, Senator, my reasons are my own.
Do you find Lucy unsatisfactory?
No. Sir, far from it.
Then what is the issue?
May I speak freely?
Of course.
I don't want to force her. I don't want her to be forced to marry somebody when she would rather be with somebody else.
I don't understand.
It's Booth, sir. The actor.
Nonsense. I expressly forbade it.
And she expressly ignored you, sir. She doesn't want me. She wants him.
Do you garden, Mr. Lincoln?
Garden, sir?
I've taken it up to help me pass the time. There's a plant I've read of called Good King Henry. Grows in England. No surprise there. And like the great King Henry, in its infancy, the plant is a prince hal, weak and fairly useless, but with potential. Because once matured, the stalk grows into a mighty king. Strong, durable, and reliable. Harvested year-round, sprouts and shoots in the spring, grain in the fall, and leaves like spinach in the winter. That is what marriage is, Mr. Lincoln. It is not passion. In time, my daughter's affections for you will grow, and your marriage will be like a good King Henry, strong, durable, and reliable.
I wish I believed that.
You don't have to believe it, because Lucy has no choice in the matter.
Senator Hale.
She will do her duty. Stay the course, Robert, and you will reap the reward.
Are you all right?
I don't know.
Talk to me.
How can you surrender? With so much at stake, how can Lee just walk away?
It's time for the bloodshed to stop, John.
What?
It's time for us to stop killing each other and move on. All of us. Together.
To what? To where?
To the future.
Whose future?
It's a beautiful day. Outside, come. Let's go for a walk.
Why did you send me to Campbell's Hospital?
What?
You heard what I said.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Did you know Lincoln would be at the National? Did you know he wouldn't be there? Is that why you lied to me?
I didn't lie to you.
To keep me away from him. To protect
what
him.
What are you saying?
Well, you can't protect him now. No one can. Don't you see, Lucy? He would name himself King of America.
John.
And now, the war won. Must I sit back and suffer these poor fools? These degenerates like his idiot son and watch idly by as they help put the crown on his tyrant head.
Tyrant's a bit extreme.
At the snap of his finger, he forsakes the Constitution, makes outlaws of half the nation, and subjugates us into his preferred brand of slavery. And you say tyrant's a bit extreme? Life, liberty, and property!
What?
Don't you see what's happening? Don't you see what's to come? He'll push for citizenship. And then he'll give them the vote. God knows what follows when an entire race of helpless, uneducated animals are turned loose on the good, God-fearing people of this country. With Lee surrendered and Davis on the run, there's no one to stop him now. But 'tis a common proof that lowliness is young ambition's ladder, whereto the climber upward turns his face. But when he once attains the utmost round, he then onto the ladder turns his back, looks in the clouds, scorning the base degrees by which he did ascend.
John.
So he may then lest he may prevent, and since the coral will bear no color for the thing he has fashioned it thus, that what he has augmented would run to these and these extremities.
Stop it.
And therefore think him as a serpent's egg, which hatched would as his kind grow mischievous and kill him in the shell.
John, you are scaring me.
Between the acting of a dreadful thing and the first motion, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream.
Come here.
No.
John, come here.
No.
Didn't I tell you to stay away from me?
You were at a speech. You heard what Lincoln said. I am moving forward, but I can't take the next step without you.
There is no next step.
Nigger citizenship. He's calling for nigger citizenship. There is no other alternative left.
If this is the next battle in the war, then the battle will have a very dark, bloody, and tragic ending for us.
That we could come by Caesar's spirit and not dismember Caesar. But alas, Caesar must bleed for it. I'll kill him boldly, Surratt, carve him as a dish fit for the gods.
Not hew him as a carcass fit for hounds. Only this isn't a play, Booth. And I fear you can no longer tell the difference. I want no part of this.
What do you think they do to men who hatch kidnapping plots? What do you think they do to Confederate spies and blockade runners? You already are part of this.
I'm leaving.
Suppose I were to write a letter, a confidential letter disclosing certain details about your wartime activities.
You'd give me up.
I prefer to appeal to your sense of loyalty.
You can't do that, not without putting yourself in.
You're connected to the network. If I give them you, they'll give me immunity.
I meant what I said before, about the girl. If you think I'm bluffing, then go ahead and write your letter. But you'd better make sure you kiss her goodbye first, because I don't make idle threats.
Neither do I. If you don't help me, my tale won't be about you alone. There will be an entire chapter devoted to the unusually gracious hospitality extended me by your mother.
She has nothing
That's
to do with this.
That's for you to decide.
So, blood for blood. Is that it?
I would rather shed Lincoln's. If we don't do this, the South dies. Everything we've done, everything we've fought for, it will all be for nothing. Is that what you want?
Oh, you know it's not.
Then help me. Please.
I'll talk to my people, but then I'm gone. You and I will never cross paths again.
Where will you go?
Somewhere no one will ever find me.
Goodbye, Surratt.
Stay away from my mother.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We go tonight.
How? Where?
Ford's Theater.
You sure he'll be there?
In the presidential box. The First Lady, too.
Oh, I can't wait to see him get what's coming.
You won't see it. None of you will.
What are you talking about?
If we kill Lincoln alone, the North will still be standing on two legs. Johnson will be waiting in the wings right behind him. But if we cut off their head and we hack the limbs, too, we'll cripple them entirely.
What are you suggesting?
We take out Johnson, the Secretary of State, too.
Jesus.
Nein, auf keinen Fall, das ist zu gefährlich.
Johnson, I understand, but why Seward? Why not that warmongering son of a bitch Edwin Stanton?
The president and vice president dead, the process of electing a new president can only be set in motion by the Secretary of State. So we kill all three of them. There's no rule book for what comes next, only electoral chaos. And as to Stanton, he can do no more than Lincoln's arm when Lincoln's head is off.
What do I need to do?
Seward's bedridden from a carriage accident. He can hardly walk. Get inside the house and run a knife across his throat.
Consider it done.
That's right.
What I do?
Johnson will be at his home all night, unguarded.
Alone?
Not exactly.
How I get in?
Through the front door.
And if he shut up door?
It'll be unlocked, trust me.
How?
I sent him a gift to congratulate him on the North's victory.
What gift?
The vice president has a bit of a weakness for the fairer sex, so I sent him a lady of the night to keep him company. She'll be there to let you in.
Well, at least he'll go out with his whistle wet.
Have a little respect.
All right, the way he respects Mrs. Johnson. To hell with his respect.
Wait. You send Lucy?
Excuse me?
Lucy unlocked door?
You keep her name out of your mouth.
What did I do wrong?
He said whore Franz, not Hale's daughter. You think Booth's gonna let the vice president bury a fucking his fiance?
Did you not hear what the man just said?
Hey, don't spit the venom at me. I get it. I'm just clarifying for the German.
Lucy has nothing to do with this, so keep her name out of it. All of you. Understood?
Yeah.
As far as you're concerned, that girl doesn't exist.
You really think that's gonna keep her safe?
You don't know when to quit, do you?
I'm just saying, the president murdered. You think Lincoln's people gonna give a stinking shit whether or not Lucy's innocent? Hell, they'll lock her up just on account of her letting you prick her. The hell?
You don't know her. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Failure is not an option, gentlemen. You should know. I've had a letter delivered to the National Intelligencer. I name you in it.
What?
I name you all in it.
Captain?
Why the hell would you do something like that?
So the world knows what sort of men we are. So they understand that God has put me here. He has put you all here. Not as butchers, but as instruments of his punishment. I claim what we've done and what we will do tonight. If everyone does his part, we'll live as heroes in the South. But if you don't, you'll hang for treason.
Why did you give me this?
Keep your voice down.
Answer me.
You read my letter?
Yes.
Why didn't you burn it?
Answer the question. Why did you give me this?
I meant not to see you again.
Yes, you made that perfectly clear.
I have said my piece in the letter. I will say no more.
I don't accept your letter. Take it back.
I will not.
I know you love me. There are no words that you can speak or write down in a letter that will make me think otherwise.
I have no doubt you believe that.
You certainly made me believe it.
Then you were all the more deceived. You should not have believed me.
Then what does that... what does that make me? Some sort of fool for taking you at your word?
We are errant knaves, all. Believe none of us.
I believed you then, but I don't believe you now. I don't believe this. This is a lie.
Burn that letter. Burn everything. Do you hear?
What are you trying to protect me from?
Nip, in thy orisons, be all my sins remembered.
Lucy.
Robert.
Am I interrupting?
Not at all.
Enjoy your lesson, Mr. Lincoln.
What's he doing here?
Robert.
Actually, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I just came to tell you that I can't make our lesson today. I have plans with my family.
Are you going to the Ford tonight?
Yes. I'm meant to accompany my mother and my father.
Don't. Stay with me instead.
Are you seeing him again?
No.
What did he say to you?
Nothing. Forget all about John Wilkes Booth, Robert. He's no threat to you at all.
Mr. Trenchard, you will please recollect you are addressing my daughter and in my presence.
Yes, I'm offering her my heart and hand. Just as she wants them, with nothing in them.
Augusta, dear, to your room.
Yes, ma'am, the nasty beast.
I am aware, Mr. Trenchard, that you are not used to the manners of good society.
Don't know the manners of good society, eh? Well, I know enough to turn you inside out, old gal. You sockdologizing old man trap!
Six separate Tyrannus!
Any longer, they'll kill us dead. I'm going out.
You fool! You walk outside, if they don't shoot you on the spot, they will string you up!
I ain't got no other choice. I'm sorry.
Go on, then. Coward. The whole damn world's abandoned me. Why shouldn't you?
I'm sorry, John.
This is John Wilkes Booth speaking! There is a man in here who wishes to come out!
Get the hell out of here!
Here he comes!
Mr. Booth, follow this man's example and surrender. There need be no more bloodshed on this day.
You have to bring the stretcher out for me, boys. I will never surrender.
Set him down there.
Yes, sir.
On the count of three. One, two, three. That's a doctor.
Leave him.
We have orders from Mr. Stanton to keep him alive.
There's no one around for miles.
Then send riders, quickly.
Yes, sir.
I can't move my arms.
Steady, Mr. Booth.
Tell my mother I died for my country.
The doctors will be here soon.
Raise up my arms.
It's best you stay still.
Raise them up. So I can see him, please.
Easy, easy.
Lucy.
What's that?
Lucy.
After being hunted like a dog through swamps, woods, and last night being chased by gunboats till I was forced to return wet, cold, and starving, with every man's hand against me, I am here in despair. And why? For doing what Brutus was honored for, what made Tell a hero. Yet I, for striking down a greater tyrant than they ever knew, am looked upon as a common cutthroat. My action was purer than either of theirs. One hoped to be great himself, the other had not only his country's but his own wrongs to avenge. I hoped for no gain, I knew no private wrong. I struck for my country, and that alone. A country that groaned beneath this tyranny, and prayed for this end, and yet now behold the cold hand they extend me. God cannot pardon me if I have done wrong. I cannot see any wrong except in serving it a degenerate people.
"1865" is an Airship production, featuring Montgomery Sutton, Jessica Renee Russell, Reed Burney, Stephen Walters, Cameron Cobb, Max Hartman, Derek Phillips, Tyson Reinhardt, Matthew Gray, Pam Doherty, Didi Archilla, Taylor Harris, and Eric Archilla. Created by Stephen Walters and Eric Archilla. Directed by Robert McCullum. Written by Stephen Walters. Executive producer, Lindsey Graham. Co-executive producers, Eric Archilla, Robert McCullum, and Stephen Walters. Music and sound design by Lindsey Graham. To find out more about 1865, go to 1865podcast.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter at 1865podcast. And if you're a fan of the show, please consider supporting us Become a patron at patreon.com/1865podcast and look for special inside the episode interviews with the writers and producers of the series to find out more about the real history behind 1865.